Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1704, Seashore Highway Associates LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.86 acres more or less, lying north of Route 9, also known as Lewis Georgetown Highway, and being 1,000 feet east of Road 281, also known as Joseph's Road. For the benefit of the commission, I just passed down copies of the survey and site plan for this application, and it shows an existing dwelling, manufactured home, existing commercial building with existing and proposed parking areas and storage areas, and the approximate boundary of the existing AR1 and C1 dividing line. Again, we did receive comments from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated July 2nd of 2010, and also a letter dated December 30th of 2011, which references that a traffic impact study was prepared by Pannoni Associates for this application, that the department received the study on November 29 of 2010, that the department hoped to have their comments to the county by March 28th of 2011, that they fully expect to complete their comments within that time, that they also understand that the commission can table an application for up to 45 days if comments are not provided, and that they would not object to the county accepting the developer's application for processing. To the best of my knowledge, there has not been any final comment from Delta based on that traffic impact study. The applicants may be able to clarify that. Also note that the applicant had submitted an application for review by the Preliminary Land Use Service, also known as PLUS, that the review was held on December 22nd of 2010, that PLUS responded on January 19th of 2011, and that Pannoni Associates responded to the PLUS comments on January 19th of 2011, and that the department had yet to receive the final response from PLUS. And again, that's all I've received to date from any individual or agency. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Before we start, is there anyone here other than the applicant and the applicant's team that with an interest in this application? If so, please feel free to get up and come look at the exhibits. Obviously, they're facing this way for the benefit of the commission, but we certainly don't want to exclude anyone who would like to see them. Please feel free to get up. I just ask that you do so quietly and come up and take a look at them if you like.
Let me expand upon. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application? Anyone? Okay.
Sure. Come on up. Take a look. Not a problem. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, gentlemen. Heidi Gilmore with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Seashore Highway Associates LLC. Along with me this evening are the gentleman from Pannoni. Mark Davidson couldn't be here. He had to go to Dagsboro unexpectedly for another zoning hearing. So we have Steve McCabe, a senior engineer with Pannoni, and we also have Douglas Berry with Pannoni as well. So I'm going to introduce, and then Mr. McCabe will.
Okay. Just before we get to that, nobody on the commission has the books yet, so if you could explain the basis for the submission of those so that
Absolutely.
Mr. Wheatley can make a decision as he's
sure.
entitled to the rule.
Not a problem. We received in the mail the notice for the hearing on May 2nd, which was the due date for the project booklets that we would normally submit. Because we were not proffering in any additional information, we thought it prudent to go ahead and compile an exhibit booklet, which we would normally refer to at the time of the hearing. And so I contacted Mr. Robertson to see if there was any objection. So we dropped those off to Planning and Zoning on Friday. They do contain the information that's from the file and some information we're going to refer to this evening, particularly just the surrounding uses. And so we haven't proffered any additional information in that exhibit booklet we're asking you to consider that wasn't already in there but by the time the notice was sent to us.
Does it essentially take what was in the file for anybody mm-hmm. who reviewed the file?
It's our application, it's the site map, and then the surrounding uses.
Okay.
There is Mr. Davidson's correspondence on right. PLUS that's there, as well as aerial maps and the traffic impact study, which we will talk about as well. So,
under the rules, the chairman does have the ability to waive that requirement, you know, or modify it depending on the circumstances. So, Mr. Wheatley, I'll leave it to you.
Well, I think in this case, I don't think there's a problem with the distributing the booklets. After all, there is nothing that would prevent Ms. Gilmore from reading the entire thing into the record anyway. So right. Perhaps if we allow them to be passed out, she'll refrain from doing that.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, we don't have like a typical subdivision with 99C with all this, the items. So.
Well, I think the fact that most of the things were likely already in the file, and the booklet itself has at least been in the file for a period of time, anyone who wanted to see those things likely.
And just for the benefit of the commission members as well, I did contact Mr. Lank immediately and said, uh-oh, the date has passed. What do we do? So
I have to agree with that. The number of applications that we've had is very small, and it came up a lot quicker than they anticipated.
Well, you know, it's either too slow or too fast.
I know.
Maybe one of these days we'll find that happy medium. But
almost there again.
All's well. Please proceed.
That's right. Okay. The applicant could not be with us this evening. As a result of that, they already had plans to be away, and so they're not able to be here. Otherwise, Dale Lomas and Mike Subrick, who are members of the LLC, would be here, but they are sorry they can't.
Mrs. Gilmore, excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt you. But Commissioner Johnson has just raised a valid point. He has asked that we take a 10-minute recess to give the commission time to actually look at the booklet before the presentation. Is there anyone else who feels so inclined?
I have a problem with it.
Okay. Mr. Smith, are you all right with that? Okay. Mr. Burton? All right. Okay, we're going to recess for 10 minutes. Yeah.